This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. By the narrowest of margins, the U.S. Senate approved a massive COVID relief bill, edging President Joe Biden closer to a significant political victory. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The American Rescue Plan will go down as one of the most sweeping federal recovery efforts in history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed the bill, but Republican Leader Mitch McConnell panned it.
The Senate has never spent $2 trillion in a more haphazard way or through a less rigorous process.
The yeas are 50.
But it did pass.
The nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
And President Biden says it's what the country needs.
This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Myanmar security forces fired gunshots as they carried out overnight raids in the main city of Yangon after earlier breaking up the latest protests against last month's coup with tear gas and stun grenades. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
In Yangon, the main city, local media reported security forces used tear gas and stun grenades. Just hours after a United Nations special envoy called on the Security Council to take action against the ruling junta for the killings of protesters. More than 50 protesters have been killed since the coup on February 1st, according to the UN. On Friday night, authorities disturbed the grave of a 19-year-old woman who became an icon of the protest movement after she was shot dead wearing a T-shirt that read, "Everything will